Okay, continuing in the halachas of mechiras chametz, siman kufiyud dalet. So sif hey, so em abayisu etzel Yisrael rak b'schiras miYisrael achar. Let's say you rent your house from another yid. Now, how do you go rent that house if you're not allowed to sublet it? Let's say, hazayena yochel haschira la'akum. You're not allowed to rent it to a goy lebeis dira as a place to live, b'li rishus hamaschir, without the rishus of the renter. V'chein yasna b'feresh ma'akum, you make a tnai, a condition with the goy, she'ena maschira le'lodaboy, that you're not renting it him to live there. Rak la'achzik boy kelav u'metaltalin, only to hold on to this kelav u'metaltalin. Aval lo yaschir b'feresh la'achzik boy as a chometz, but he shouldn't rent it dafka to keep the chometz there. Rak stam la'achzik boy kelav, he should rent the house and say, you know, you can leave your stuff here. Metaltalov and any of his belongings, kiritzayne, whatever he wants. And we come welcome. And however, now the reason why you can't just rent it out to keep his chametz there is because you're not allowed to make money off of chametz on Pesach. So if you rent out your house to a goy for him to store his chametz, then essentially what you're doing is you're making money from chametz. We come welcome in Mamasri Beir. If the maser is in the city, meaning the renter, you can permit a rishus la'schira. You should go ask him permission that you could sublet it to the goy. Nowadays, we consider it that it's a default, that this is not the type of subletting that they're talking about when they tell you that you can't sublet. V'chein mishen esel derech kodem Pesach. Somebody travels on the way before Pesach. V'ishtoi tim kores ha'chametz, and his wife is selling the chametz for him. Yitin law reshus beferish, they should give him reshus beferish, shetasher that she should rent out the room. Because normally a woman is not allowed to do whatever she wants with the finances from the husband. She can't do anything, as a matter of fact, without permission from the husband.
I mean, can this
Well,
be done over the phone now without the guy doesn't need to be there?
you could do Mechiras Chometz over the phone, you could do it with
But
email.
nowadays with a phone and stuff and whatever, you could probably do it. This
I mean, the
halacha
man
is
could do it without the wife, you're saying.
that's what I'm saying. You don't need your wife to do it just because you're
Yeah,
away.
that's true.
Wife's gonna say, I'm making Pesach, you're gonna still sell the chametz, okay? That's your job.
Right. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, goodbye. Devav. Also, last is Tanayim Ma'akum. You're not allowed to make a condition with the guy Shalachar Achar Pesach Mechuyev Ma'akum L'Machar. That after Pesach, the guy is Mechuyev to sell it to him. Or that the Yid is going to buy it back from him because that's too much of a scam. You can't tell him, I'm going to, or you have to. You can't do that. But you could sort of, how do you say, Laftichai? Give him an assurance that you're going to say, you don't worry, I'm going to, in all probability, I'm going to buy it back from you and you'll make some money. That you could do. Zion, also limkor as a chametz l'momar or l'mumeres. You're not allowed to sell chametz to a mumar or a mumeres, meaning they're not from. V'loy l'ven mumeres and not to a son of mumeres, afal pi she'yolad to me'akam la'achar she'emira. Even though she was born with she gave birth to him after meeting with a guy. Kilini and Zed dinam kama Yisrael, like we know that goes with the mother. Vabili chemtze she Yisrael she'ovel of Pesach to aser ba'ano. Fine. Ches mi
What's the
she'yesh le. What?
havamina?
I don't know. I always wondered what the havamina was. Ches, mi she'yesh chametz b'makom acher. Let's say somebody has chametz someplace else. Oy b'derech ba'agolos ha'besvino, or you know, in the travels, it's like in it's stuck at the border or whatever it is. Yochel l'machre gam ken agav karkash v'mekayma.
By
You
the way,
can
that's all the
sell that
baby food
chametz.
this year.
The what?
The baby food. There's no baby food for Pesach.
Really? Why?
Because it's stuck. It didn't come back. I don't know if it's from Israel. It didn't come in yet. They're
Really?
expecting it next Friday. But they're not even so sure it's going to come in. There's no baby food.
Wow, interesting.
I spoke to Gourmet Glad. I'm saying, like, there's no baby food.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Guess people have to make it themselves.
Back like they did 100 years ago.
Yep. But this also can come with Amazon's subscribe and save, right?
Except realize now making their own baby food, these are the same people that have to buy pre-made salt water and peeled hard-boiled eggs. I don't think they're capable.
Don't forget the
Maybe.
prepackaged chametz, 10 pieces. Yeah. correct. When we come welcome, Yafkiru Gam Kane Bifnei Bezdin, I Shloisha, you should be mafkir it in front of a Bezdin or in front of three people. Right? And that's in case the Kinyanim are not correct. But that's only if the chametz is far away. Let's say chametz was brought to you on Pesach, like let's say Amazon, subscribe and save or that type of thing. The guy who bought the chametz, he's got to pay the shipping charges and whatever other expenses are. Now you can reimburse him after Pesach, but he's got to pay for it. Let's say there was merchandise sent to you by a guy, biksha, and you didn't ask and you didn't know. Let's say, you won a sweepstakes and they delivered you a lifetime supply of pancakes. So you kabla gamkin akum, the guy should be makabla, vishalam maybe, and he should pay for it. Yid, it should have nothing to do with it. Adarabba. Yafkira gamkin b'fnei bezdin, he should be mafkin in front of bezdin, or b'fnei kimelan noshim, or in front of three men. Tess. Misha yeshiv rechayim v'toichanim noisin mechas tfuah mechumetzes. Let's say somebody has a grinder, right? And v'toichanim noisin, and the grinders pay him to use his grinder, right? Tfuah, and the way, how do they pay? They give him grain. Tfuah mechumetzes, and they're giving him chametz grain. Tzarach limkor, he has to sell it, or lahaschadus rechaim. Then he has to either sell or rent out the mill kaidem Pesach, before Pesach la'akum, to a guy. Right, this is, and this gets into the nursing homes. If you have a nursing home, you got to sell the nursing home to a guy, and any other business that's going to stay open over Pesach. Yod be'inyan mechiras behemus sheyachin la'akum chametz. Right, so what about animals that need to eat chametz? If you could be careful with this, it's better. Meaning, basically, what you want to do is be'etzem sell the animal with the feed to the guy and let the guy feed the animal. Right? Fine. You're allowed to lend to chametz a guy chametz that he should give it to you after Pesach. And there are those that say that it is also, it's also to do this. Now, what he's doing is basically he's giving him money, and he says, after Pesach, you'll pay me back
Isn't that the
in
same thing as
challah.
selling? Is that what
Well,
we do?
here it's to a yid. It's to a yid. You're
No, you
lending.
said you could do it to a guy.
What do you mean?
You just said you could do that to a guy.
To what? To a guy?
Give it to a guy and then take it after Pesach.
Isn't that what we do?
That's exactly what we didn't you. Isn't that what you just said?
No, I'm talking about a yid
You said
lent.
guy. I think you said guy.
A yid is allowed to lend to another yid a loaf of chametz before Pesach that
And take it back afterwards.
he's gonna say, and you gotta pay me back a loaf of bread after Pesach.
Okay, so why don't we just do that instead of selling it?
That's
What do you
not
mean?
ribbis.
This is to a yid. This is to a
Yeah,
yid.
that's not ribbis.
What's a yid gonna do with it?
Oh, then the yid's gonna have it in his own property, right?
Right, we're
Okay.
talking about a guy who's got a, he's a move for a hot dog, right? So Erev Pesach, he said, give me a hot dog bun. He said, okay, I'll give you a hot dog bun, but you need to pay me back a hot dog bun after Pesach. So doesn't it look like he's gonna
No.
take payment over Pesach of chametz? Right? Because we're gonna say, so the reason the kids are saying it's okay is because he's not really asking for a specific hot dog bun. He just give me the equivalent of a hot dog bun. Excuse me. And there are those that say it's also to do this because, like you were saying before, you really, that's right to be kiyumai. You really want the chametz. Fine. Yud beizim chametz she yisol hu b'rishus akum. Let's say a yid has chametz in a guy's house, right? So you still gonna be over in the issur of having chametz. Or the opposite, Chemtze shel Akum b'rishus Yisrael, and the guy's chametz is in your rishus. Yas sheila heich nisnag bo, you have to ask a shayla how to be noyig, ki yesh b'ze harbi chiluk edinim, there's many, many different dinim. Right, that's where you get into a guy that, you have the live-in maid, can she bring her own chametz, is it considered yours, considered hers, all that type of thing. Right? Fine. That's it. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. A good Shabbos.
Can I ask that?
B'surah
Oh,
Tovos.
people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People
say, oh, you
Yeah.
find chametz and then burn it after Pesach. There's no point in burning it. You sold everything in your house, no?